Welcome to Speed Learning English, your podcast for English. My name is Sven, and with me is
Richard.
Hi, Richard. I'm pleased you're back again. Last time we spoke about how to salutate somebody, how to welcome somebody. And today I want to talk with you to introduce yourself and your friends or colleagues to a third person. So if we meet for the first time, how would you introduce yourself to me as somebody who wants to have a chat with you on a party, for example?
Oh, okay. Well, there's a formal way to introduce yourself, for example, in a corporate setting, and there's the informal way to introduce yourself, for example, as you mentioned, in the party setting. Why are introductions important? Firstly, you have to create a good first impression of yourself. Give, in this case, a good image of yourself. And for you yourself, present yourself in the best possible light. So you would start with, "Hello, my name is Richard," for example. Then you would give your age, what you do, for example, your occupation, or what you study, for example. And then you would also mention your interests. Why would you mention your interests? Why would you mention your occupation? Why would you mention your age? It allows the other person to be on more personal terms with you. In a party setting, you want to connect with other people. How do you connect with other people? If you are in a similar age group, you have similar occupations, or even better, you have similar interests, then that's how would the other person know if you don't express these three things. So in a party setting, I would also always express these three things at the beginning.
Can we have a practical demonstration, for example? Just imagine we are on a party, we are meeting at the buffet or something, and I would just contact you and say, "Hello, my name is Sven. I'm a friend of Michael. And what do you do?"
So then in this case, you could also then say, because it's informal, "Hi, my name is Richard."
Yeah.
"Oh, nice to meet you. Oh, you are the friend of so-and-so." So you are establishing a connection, a personal connection already. And then from then on, I would go into another personal interest. Let's say, "I went with so-and-so to the football game last week. He mentioned that you wanted also to attend. Why couldn't you make it?"
Okay. So after the introduction, you take it as a, let's say, jumping opportunity to jump to the next point. For example, I mentioned that I'm a friend of Michael, and you tell me something about you and Michael that you have in common or that you have experienced together. Is that right?
Exactly. An introduction is generally seen as a first step to give a first impression. Again, you have to understand that the other person is not aware of you, does not know you very well. So you have to create a good first impression. How do you do that? Communalities.
Okay, I understand. What if you are a lady or a girl on a party and there's somebody being quite drunk, coming close to you, approaching and introducing himself, and you have absolutely no interest in getting into contact with that person? What would be a polite but clear reaction?
So in this case, I would advise the ladies to say, after the person, the man in this case, introduced himself, I would just say, "Nice to meet you." And then I would just say, "Oh, there's my friend Sarah. I have to go to her and talk to her about last week's episode of
I saw this reaction in many films my wife loves to watch, like Desperate Housewives and things like that. It's apparently a typical reaction. Do you think, having these two situations in German, do you think people would introduce themselves and react differently from your experience?
No. I think if you look after, as I said before, if you introduce yourself with your name, your age, your occupation, and maybe your interests also, I think these are the ways to introduce yourself in any language. After that, then you have to look for cultural specifics, things you do not say, things you do say, and so forth. But I think these four steps are the perfect way to introduce yourself in any kind of language.
In Germany, we have four taboos if you talk to somebody, no matter if it's a business situation or a private situation and it's not a close friend of yours. One is politics, the second religion, the third health, and the fourth football if you are not belonging to the same team. What about your experience in English? Are there any taboos, things you should not talk about with a native speaker from the US, Australia, UK, etc.?
So I think with do's and don'ts, you always have to be careful with them. One, you can offend the other person. But generally, it's about the setting. Is the other person comfortable? Let's say you are met an African-American person for the first time, and the first topic that comes to your mind because you are nervous is slavery. I wouldn't advise you to choose that topic as the first topic. So it's always to look for to make the other person comfortable, or to feel comfortable in that case. So there are topics obviously connected to history, connected to cultural differences. For example, you are in Japan and likely touch other people while meeting them on the first time. Contrary to the French-speaking nations, where you are more open to the other person. So I would always also look at regard it from the point of view that it's not do or don't. It's is the other person comfortable or not.
That's the same in German. If you meet a German business partner, or if you meet somebody from Germany, I think it's a general rule that fits to any culture, no matter if it's your culture or another culture. In the end, we are all human beings and we all want to be treated with respect, and we want to feel comfortable in the contact with other people. So let's jump to the business situation. If you meet somebody on a conference, on a workshop, or maybe you meet somebody in a new company for the first time, you have started a new job and now you are introduced to your colleagues or meet them at lunch, how would you introduce yourself? Would you talk about your age and your personal interests as well?
In that case, in the former case, I would not talk about my age and my interests. Why? In a corporate setting, people are not there to have fun or to generally have a good time. They are there to network. And in networking, you find the word work. So it's working time. So working time is short. So I would keep it short and say, hello, my name is Richard. And then where I would switch from age and interest is the most important to the corporate formal side, is the company, your company name. I'm with, for example, DHL. And I'm based in Frankfurt. However, our regional headquarters are in London. And then I would also mention how long you've been with the company. So I would say, I've been with DHL for 5 years, or I've been with DHL since 2015. I think these four ways to introduce yourself in a corporate setting are as sufficient as if you would introduce with the four steps in an informal setting.
In Germany, you always hear people talk very detailed about what they do. So, for example, I am head of marketing and sales, director of management at BMW. When I went to England, I only heard people saying, I work for BMW. And I had the impression that it's not important what position you have at all. You're just identifying yourself with this company, but not that much with your position. What is your impression on that?
I think it depends again. I think as you mentioned before, we are all humans. The higher your status is in society, the more open you are about it to other people. It is true that in the English speaking world, people do not detail their industry or their work life in the first conversations. But after that, they are quite open, and as you have witnessed in Germany. So I would say it depends on the person, and it really depends on the person. Some are more open and some are not.
Yes, thank you very much for these details about introducing yourself. Now our episode comes to an end, Richard. Next time I would like to go into detail how to introduce somebody else. If it's the same, for example, if I introduce my sister, would I say what's her name, what's her age, what are her hobbies, etc.? Or is there maybe a different way? And if I introduce my boss or my colleague or my business partner to somebody, are there any other rules? Okay, Richard, thank you for being with us today, and I wish you a good week. And if you have any questions regarding languages, if you want to learn German, if you want to improve your English, if you want to learn any other language, just feel free to contact us via email on info@speedlearning.academy. Okay, hear you next week.